Home emergencies.
Holy moly!
Wait for no one, and you shouldn't either. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, heating, or cooling, we got ya. Get a plan from HomeServe for peace of mind starting at $5 a month at HomeServe.com. Find out how to save on repairs at HomeServe.com. HomeServe, a subscription for peace of mind. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $3.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Don't miss Fleet Farm's Guns and Ammo event, going on now through February 12th. Save big on a Rock Island 1911 pistol, now just $419.99. Get 150 rounds of Winchester Green Tip 5.56 rifle ammo for only $89.99. And the Rebel Predator e-caller, featuring 12 lifelike predator calls, is just $124.99. Load up on all your favorite gear at the best prices, guaranteed, at Fleet Farm.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The reality we live in can be a very strange place. Most of the time, fact being stranger than fiction. How will we ever start to understand this reality we live in unless we question everything? Join me and a guest as we unravel the mysteries of this reality, one topic at a time. This is Icarus, the Reality with Shane Jones.
What is up, inquirers, and welcome to the expanse of Deep Open Minded Conversation. I'm the one they call Shane, and today for you guys, I have a great show lined up, diving into some of the struggles of coming into mediumship abilities and some of the experiences that also entail with that. But before we get into today's episode, just a couple of quick updates. We just had the very first YouTube live episode of Bizarre Inquiries that happened on February 6th. That should be dropping on the feed, if it hasn't already, here pretty soon for anybody that didn't catch it over there on YouTube or anybody that just prefers the audio form of it. But the next live for that is going to be March 6th. And of course, that's going to be on the Open Minds Media YouTube again. And there will be more information for that as we start getting closer to that date. But if anybody has any articles, clips, or questions that they would like discussed on the show, don't forget to send those over to me so that I can include them in the next show. And of course, if anybody has any opinions or anything they want to hop into the show for, there is a live chat during that. So you guys can always throw your opinions on over there. And we're going to keep building that up over there. Hopefully, we got more of you guys getting involved with that show. And hopefully the sky's the limit with that one. Trying to bring a little bit more in with you guys, making more of a community and less of like the 15-minute format, because I think you guys would enjoy it as a full hour show a little bit more as far as that goes. But as far as right now, it looks like we'll probably be doing it the first week of every month, but make sure you guys follow on social media to be able to keep tabs on that. And as far as the merch store goes, got a lot of new interesting updates over there. I actually just closed down the Etsy shop. I'm just going to be using Printify, and in turn with using Printify, I was able to discount the shirts even more. So all the shirts will be about $15.88. So pretty big discount versus the $25 price point that they've currently been at. And I'm going to keep trying to do what I can to try to make the merch a little bit cheaper for you guys. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, there is a link down in the show description so you guys can go and see what awesome merch designs I've created that you guys might enjoy. And the last news and update is that I will be closing down the Telegram channel. I want to make sure that I can put more focus in other places. It's kind of been an up and down with that and Discord since I started them. So honestly, I'm just going to kick them to the curb for now and focus on creating some more video content for you guys. I know I've been talking about that for a while, but I figure if I try to make some stuff a little bit easier and kind of put my focus in certain places, then I'll probably actually be able to achieve that for you guys. So for anybody that's been enjoying the Telegram, I apologize, but yes, that will be shut down for now, at least until maybe I got some more people that are interested in it. But yeah, just make sure you guys keep tabs on TikTok, because again, there will be some more video content going on over there, clips of the show, all that kind of fun stuff. And before we get into the show, just one last thing. If anybody is interested in being a guest on the show, or if anybody has an encounter or experience that they would like to share on the show, or possibly have me investigate, you guys can always email me at inquiriesofourrealitypodcast@outlook.com, or you guys can always call or text the hotline. That number is 313-364-1551. And that's extended to not just people that want to share experiences and stuff, but if anybody wants to call in and give a shout out on the show, you know, shout out somebody's birthday, possibly, you know, say how much they possibly enjoy the show, give some opinions or anything like that, that does come into my phone as an MP3. So I will be able to play that on the show. So you guys can definitely use that for that also. And every single thing that I mentioned and will mention throughout the show is all available on the Linktree, which is available down in the show description. And with that, let's get into the show. Please welcome to the show, Jay Hill from Studio 6 Media Productions. How's it going today, man?
It's going great. How are you?
Not doing too bad. Always happy to sit down and do a podcast, and also do a podcast with another podcaster, because it's always a plus when the other side also has a good sounding microphone.
Right. Correct. Correct.
But I guess to kind of get started and get everything rolling, for anybody that may not be familiar with who you are, what you do exactly, what Studio 6 Media Productions is, why don't you let them know a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do?
Okay. My name is Jay Hill. I am co-founder, or actually the founder, of Studio 6 Media Productions. It's been a couple different names for obvious reasons. I'm also a psychic medium. I'm a paranormal investigator. I do history research on locations. I also am working on a documentary, or trying to get a documentary off the ground. But I wanted to start with the Gettysburg and kind of work my way up through the time with the Old West and get into the 1900s with the mafia and stuff like that, and kind of transcend into up farther than that. Other than that, I have three podcast shows: Paranormal Triangle, Paranormal Memoirs, and Paranormal Saloon. Paranormal Saloon, I just created last week. I've got three episodes already. I don't know why I just decided to do it, and I got a good reception on it. So I'm just going to keep doing it. And I pay for the service to use to do my shows. I might as well use it, you know? So
take advantage of it, being able to have multiple studios.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know? So, yeah. So I'm just kind of, jack of all trades. Yeah, I'm just kind of everywhere with the paranormal, and I always say that people say that, do you follow the paranormal? And I always tell them, no, the paranormal follows me. So it's been that way since I was little, but yeah. So this is kind of what I do now, and I like doing podcasts. I like talking to people. I like telling stories. I don't want to waste my life doing nothing. So I want to be able to do something.
And at least something you enjoy in the process, at least.
Exactly. Yeah.
And for the paranormal, I guess this is kind of a two-part question. One,
When it comes to the paranormal, everybody kind of has different definitions on whether or not it's just ghosts, it's just spirits, or if it's like Sasquatch and all the other weird phenomenon. So first, I was going to ask what your kind of definition of the paranormal is. And then also, where kind of started for you? Did you start with like paranormal experiences as a kid that led you into things? Or did you get into like just an interest in it and start the podcast? Like where did it all kind of begin for you?
I always was into the paranormal ever since I was little. When I saw my first full body apparition when I was 16. It always fascinated me. But when I knew that I was gifted and I had certain gifts and I could sense things and hear things and see things, I didn't quite know how to deal with that. And I kind of ran from that. You know, I did a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol over the years. And I would still be experiencing the paranormal on a daily basis. I mean, I moved around a lot when I was younger. And even when I was growing up, every place I had lived had some type of activity. Except for the place I'm living at now, there's nothing here. It's the first place that I've ever lived that there's nothing here. And it's kind of nice because it's not as loud, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I've always accepted that just for what it is. When I was 42, which was back in 2013, I had a stroke. I was drinking every day, and my body had enough. And so I had a stroke. And after that, I worked hard to get myself back into where I was and I lost a lot of my vocabulary and I lost a lot of movement and all this other stuff. It took me enough to get back. And then about a year or so after that is when my gifts started to really come forefront, because I wasn't drinking, I wasn't doing drugs, I wasn't doing anything. You know, I was straining out my life, and that's when my gifts really just kind of became forefront, and I embraced them open-heartedly, and I've been, you know, doing it ever since.
Did they come in more so after you had that like traumatic experience, or was it more so that you just kind of like turned that part of yourself off for a while for maybe like a lack of understanding what you were dealing with?
Possibly? I think it was a little bit of both. You know, I mean, I could turn it on and off as much as I want. You know what I mean? I'm an open channel. I mean, I've always been open. I don't really close myself down. The only way I close myself down is if reality takes forefront. You know, stress of a job or relationship or just life happening in general. You know, it kind of pushes those back there. Like, okay, we'll put them on the back burner right now, but we got to focus on this. You know what I mean? But they're always there, and that door is always open. So, and if something wants to come through, it will, no matter what I'm going through. You know, so yeah, it's just been one of those things where I've accepted it for what it is. And I've embraced it for what it is. And it was very hard to do so with my upbringing, you know? So, yeah.
Just out of curiosity too, what's the extent of your abilities? What exactly like do you get? And then also like with your upbringing, what kind of background did you have as far as like repressing against this? I'm assuming you probably grew up in like a church household, possibly.
Kind of like a church household. I mean, we went to church this and that, but it was mostly the belief system, you know what I mean? And it was more so that I would have issues with it later in life with people that I was dating or with, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. People who are afraid of it don't want anything to do with it. You know what I mean? So if they don't understand it, then, you know,
you run from things that you don't understand.
Right. And my gifts, I do everything, you know, but I'm not like anybody else. I tell other people this all the time. Mediums are not the same. They are their own individual. They have their own gifts. There's not one medium who's the same, exactly the same as somebody else that's a medium. we are all individuals. Same with, even if we didn't have gifts or we didn't exercise our gifts, we're still, you know, individual. You're an individual. I'm an individual. We're independent. You know, mm-hmm. we have our own belief system, our own actions that we, you know, things we do. And, you know, so I try to, you know, bring that home to people to understand that, you know, there are a lot of different people out there that are mediums, but we're not the same. You know, I pretty much can do all the clairs. I can do remote viewing. I can do Reiki. I practice that. I had a mentor. I had somebody who taught me how to do, or to actually kind of hone my gifts. And when I contacted her, she was going to put me in a class that she had. And then after talking to me for an hour, she said, I'm going to work with you one-on-one because you're farther advanced than you realize. And that class would just be boring for you. I said, okay. So she worked with me independently and she's one of my very good friends. And I've known her for four years now. So yeah, actually it's been longer than I think it's been five. Yeah.
And then do you use your abilities to try to like help people or is it more so like for, you know, when you're going to investigate like a particular location or like how do you kind of use them?
Well, it's more or less that, you know, I used to give readings to people and I kind of got away from that because it's almost like walking into not an empty room, but there's a few people and you walk in there and then you feel comfortable and you can mingle and do whatever. As of late, it just seems like when you walk into a medium room now, there's so many people that are mediums or that claim to be mediums in there. It's just suffocating. And I had to step away from that. I just didn't want, not that I didn't want to be a part of it at all. It was just the fact that, yeah, I'm going to take my gifts elsewhere. And so that's why I do like remote walkthroughs for paranormal teams. You know, they'll get me on the phone or whatever. And I'm able to do a walkthrough, either video or even remote, like through text or a phone call or something like that. I go to investigations, you know, I won't want to know anything about the place. And because that's the whole thing. When mediums want to be accurate in what they're doing and they want that validation, but they want to be correct in that and they need somebody to validate the truth or you're just spouting whatever, you know, this person died in this house and da, 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 da. If there's no proof or no documentation to back that up, it's hearsay. And to me, being a medium, hearsay is like kryptonite.
Yeah, you want to confirm to yourself, too, that it's like if you know the minimal information going in, same with people that are doing readings for other people, it's like, you know, even for their sake and for your sake, it's better if you go in knowing absolutely nothing because then get their proof out of it, you get your proof out of it, and then you can also kind of test your accuracy rate as far as, like, you know, not everybody's going to be right all the time. Like, things shift depending on, like, you know, choices and different people and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like not everything is always set in stone. So you can also kind of see your accuracy within it, too, even if the other person on the other side is, you know, doesn't necessarily believe in it, because I think that's another thing you might deal with all the time too, is that, you know, either one, people want to be proven wrong, so they're going to come in being like the biggest rudest skeptic they could possibly be, or on the other side, you know, something will come through and people only want to do a reading if it's information they want to hear. So it's like, if you're one of those people that doesn't want to try to sugarcoat everything, then people will start getting mad even if you're doing a free reading if you're telling them information they don't want to hear.
Right. And I've done readings before where I've gotten nothing. Doesn't mean that I'm a bad medium. It's just the fact that if nothing comes through, nothing comes through. And I have a motto: if I don't see it, I don't say it. I can't, because it's not fair to you or the person that, or the sitter. It's not fair to me. You know, it just works that way. You know, so there are a lot of different avenues that people can take when talking to a medium, because what a lot of people in the world are taught about mediums is that they're supposed to know everything and they're supposed to be psychic. They're supposed to be this, they're supposed to be that. But it's different for every medium, and it's different for, you know, every situation. You know, sometimes mediums get stuff wrong, you know.
Sometimes it's a matter of interpretation too, because not everything is exactly how it's said. So it's not necessarily that they're wrong. It's just that maybe if they saw an image or they smelt this particular smell, they just didn't interpret it the correct way, even though they were still sensing something that was there.
Correct. Correct. And that is, it's not mediumship and getting readings and all. It's not black and white. It's not. I wish it was that simple, but it's not. You know, I mean, it can be a complex, and people who get messages may not know where it's from ever. You know, I mean, I tell people that if I'm talking to them and I'm giving them a reading and, you know, or something like that, I'd be like, you know, I can give you this information. It's whatever you do with it is what you do with it. You know, if it resonates with you today, great. If it doesn't resonate with you, it may resonate with you next week, next year, next 3 years, whenever. But, you know, it could all of a sudden pop in your head and that's what he was talking about. Maybe something that you're hearing isn't going to happen or isn't going to be relevant for the next 3 years. I don't know. I can't predict that. You know, I don't predict the future in that sense. You know what I mean? All I can do is just tell people what I see. And that is the honest truth, you know.
Hold on tight, everyone. Inquiries of Our Reality will be right back after this brief commercial break. But if you don't mind taking a second to follow Inquiries of Our Reality on Instagram and Facebook and Open Minds Media on YouTube and TikTok, I'd greatly appreciate it. And feel free to spark up a conversation. I love getting to know you guys.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
How do you make an Airbnb a Vrbo? Picture a vacation rental. Now, imagine that every time you stay there, you earn rewards towards your next trip. Congrats! Now you're in a Vrbo. Make it a Vrbo. One key cash is not redeemable for cash and can only be used on ExpediaHotels.com and Vrbo.
And now back to the show.
I mean, even with that too, like I was kind of saying, like with free will, like timelines do change. Like you start digging into like the prophets that were like guessing the future. And I don't think it's necessarily that like, oh, some things were right, some things were wrong, and they were just making stuff up. Like for me, at least, if there is validity to it, like Nostradamus, like all these like people that were like the prophets, you know, there's going to be changing timelines. Like not everything is definitely set in stone. It doesn't mean that they weren't seeing something that wasn't the future. It just means that they maybe were seeing something on a future that the timeline shifted off from like what that particular thing was going to happen to. So when you're saying this stuff for the future, like it's really, really hard to do because that's just if you were on this current trajectory, but the person could leave the building, you know, have a phone call and completely change like where they're going to go for the rest of the night. And it could completely shift everything off whack where a totally different scenario happens. Now it's not that you are wrong. It's just that the timeline changed.
Right. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is that's why I say that I can't predict the future because I won't, I could just tell you what I see. And if that lines up with what you're doing, then great. And I always tell them too, I said, it could change. You know, I said it could, and that's not me saying that to, you know, pad myself or to be, you know, so that I'm not wrong or, you know, that I'm just being honest because like you just said, things can change. People can take different paths. That's what free will is. Well, whatever path you're on now, that's the path I'm seeing. And I tell people that all the time. If you change your path, if somehow that you majorly change your path, what I tell you now may not line up with what you're experiencing later. And you have to kind of look at that. What did I change in my life? Maybe this being aware that this might happen to your life, or, you know, you might experience this or see this number or see this person's face or whatever, you know, maybe it has some type of connection to some degree. But if you don't see it, you need to ask yourself, what did I change or what did I do that maybe I'm not seeing this, you know what I mean? Or why am I not seeing this? You know what I mean? So yeah, it's a big open, it's like a void. Everything gets filled in it, you know what I mean? And it disappears, it comes back and disappears, comes back. You know, it's just, I don't think it's not like it's not a science, but it's not, there are no guarantees. And I tell people that too. You know, I can tell you what I see, and that's why I just tell people, I don't predict the future. I can't tell you what you're going to do in 5 years. You know, I mean, there's too many different variables. The farther you get away from the moment that you're at now, you have to really think, how could that change? Because it could change drastically, or that person could keep doing what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so, just from your perspective too, considering that you have these abilities, do you, it's kind of more of like a belief kind of question, but do you think that even with free will, that there is particular things that are set to happen no matter what you do?
Yeah. There's certain things that you've already put in place that are supposed to happen. I mean, before you were born, that you had this list. It was like going to the grocery store and you picked up this. I want this. I want this. I want this. You know what I mean? So when people say that God knew you before you were born, that's exactly correct. Because this is a life that you chose. And you're not going to say, well, why don't I remember anything that I chose? Because it doesn't work that way. This is all part of ascending into a higher realm. And we go through these just like past lives and, you know, reincarnation and all this stuff. It's all a tier system. You know, I mean, we go through different levels. You know, I think I'm on number 7, you know. And so I think we go certain, or some people go to 13, I think, but I'm on 7. It's what I know of. And so.
So just out of curiosity, does that mean that you've lived 7 past lives before your current life? Yep. Or yep. Is it like, so is there another thing where it's like levels, where I've kind of heard people talk about this concept that if you don't learn what you're supposed to learn in a particular life, then you have to like redo that life. Like, would you, I would assume you wouldn't go to the next level. You'd like repeat a stage, almost like repeating a grade, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's part of ascending into the higher realms. You know what I mean? Whatever God has planned for you, and you know, you continue to grow and you continue to learn. And this planet Earth is the hardest planet to learn on. Hardest. I mean, there's people, spiritual people that have never been on Earth, that be like, hell no, I ain't going to Earth. No. You know, so people don't understand what that means, is the fact that, like we talked about the different dimensions. You know what I mean? We talked about different parallel dimensions and this and that. Yeah, there's things on the other side of different dimensions that we don't have here. You know, we don't have three more different planets out there. You know what I mean? That's a different dimension. You know, it's crazy to really think about. If you were to ever think about what's beyond space, the more you think about it, the more you would go crazy, because you can't think what is beyond space.
That's the same as the concept with like, you can't imagine something just always existing, because it's just a concept that breaks the human mind, because everything has to have a beginning and an end, but something could always have existed. It doesn't register correctly.
That's the same thing as if you were to think what's beyond space. You know what I mean? So are we the tip of a ballpoint pen? You know what I mean? I mean, there's so many different things that you could think, that you could delude yourself to think, so that you don't go insane. It's just like, yeah. When I was growing up and I was in school, and, you know, I would think about things like that, and then it would hurt my brain literally. And then I'd be like, okay, I got to stop, you know? So, yeah.
So you get yourself backed into a corner with it, and then you just feel like you're crazy trying to explain it, but you get so far into the theory with it.
And you're like, damn it. Why do I do that to myself?
It all makes sense, though, but I sound crazy trying to explain this to somebody.
Right. The more simplistic things that people think are in the world, the more complex it is.
I mean, even within those simple things, too, there's just this huge complexity to it, like the perfectly balanced ecosystem that, you know, this specific animal needs this specific animal to live, but then this animal needs this other animal to live. But it's like, all right, so which one came into the area first? There's just this weird perfect balance that's always existed because they can't exist without each other. Right. Like, it's so simple, yet so complex at the same time.
Yeah. So, talking a little bit about paranormal, going back to, you know, what I've experienced in the paranormal. Yeah, I've got some great stories on paranormal memoirs. I have a episode 2. I think it's got a good story of my coming to Jesus story and how I pissed off the darkness and how they tried to retaliate against me, and which they still try to do. But that's a great story, so people should really check that out. But, yeah, paranormal to me now means it's just another way to communicate. And part of my documentary, trying to get my documentary off the ground is going to Gettysburg, and I know that there's a lot of spirits there that are trapped in loops, you know, paranormal loops, that are reliving the same thing over and over again, because that was such a traumatic and tragic emotional event that they went through that sometimes they don't realize where they're at. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it makes your brain, when you're, you know, all of a sudden having a mental breakdown and you just go click and your brain just switches off. You know what I mean? And these people are stuck.
It's kind of a weird thing to think about, because I usually relate that with like the, with the residual haunting, but to think about like, I know that it's like a concept, but I haven't really like put too much thought into it, to think of like a residual haunting that still has like an intelligence to it. Like it's usually I kind of separate it into one or the other, but it's weird to think that there is like a mix that's in the middle of that.
There's far few in between in that, but there are, the residual is based on the, in my opinion, is based on from any type of structure, you know, land, whatever, that is conductive to that psychic or that energy, you know, or that frequency. Like it'll stick to wood. Go into an old house, and the people that lived in there for 50 years were a bunch of abusers, you know, and they, you know, were abusive to their family and a lot of yelling and all that. That's going to stick on the wall like glue. And that is going to be something where people say, this place has got to be haunted. You know, people all feel weird and this and that, da, da, da. But what they could be feeling is that residual negative energy that was slathered all over that place, because especially if it was just wood, all that stuff is, you know, conductive, you know, all that energy and that hatred or that anger or whatever, it attracts everything, and it can create a subsection of different entities that are not conscious, so to speak, but it can just be enough of a negative energy that people think, oh my God, it's a demon. Oh my God, it's, you know, it's just a negative blob of energy, and it can manipulate you with your energy. You know what I mean? So there's so many different things with like being gifted and being psychic and being, you know, we could see those things, and we could tell, you know, if you ever watched, I don't know what that show, gosh, I can't remember the name of the show, but the person goes in and she sees this, you know, whatever's in the house. And then they sit down after the show and they talk about, you know, this is what's in your house. This is, you know, da, 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 da. And this spirit, you know, was like 10 feet tall and this and that, da, da. And it's like, because of the fact that it's not necessarily an entity, it's just the energy that is left over. There's so much negative energy around certain areas that you know, they kind of can manifest themselves. You know, you ever walk into a restaurant or even a haunted location, you walk into a haunted location and you either feel something or you don't. Not everybody feels something, but there's some people that feel it more so and are get nauseous or whatever, and they're like, don't know what it is. And it's not necessarily a spirit there. It's just the energy, you know, especially in that comes from like land where battles have been, like Gettysburg, you know, all of that, that hatred and that fear, and take all of that and blow it up and put it up in a ball and throw it in a pool of water and see where it goes and see what, you know, the water changes color. I mean, it's just that that's exactly what those battlefields are like, you know.
Kind of reminds me of a like a good analogy for it, like with the energy thing too. It's like smoking in a house, for example. Like, you know, you may not notice it right away, but the people that do notice will start noticing it and getting sick. And as soon as you start moving stuff around, that's when you start really noticing something.
Right, because it's stuck on the wall. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my parents smoked, you know, and yeah, when we moved pictures. There was a ring of smoke around that whole wall, and it was just that that picture where the smoke didn't collect was behind the picture, so it was completely white. And it was like, that's probably one of the best analogies that you could use for that spiritual energy, and that it, you know, it just kind of, it's like sap on a tree.
As soon as you start moving stuff around too, that's usually when it stirs up and you start really noticing.
Especially when they like tear down walls or they remodeling or whatever, you know, because it's disrupting that energy or that frequency in that sense. You know what I mean? If that spirit is actually there and hasn't crossed over, and then, you know, they just live there and they're just there, they don't want to cross over for whatever reason. You start changing things, start knocking down walls. It's going to make, It's almost like you said, somebody's going in there smoking, and it's just everything gets and it stinks. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that whole thing is just people, you know, claim they have their tools moved and workers quit because they're freaked out about this or that. And it's just 9 times out of 10, you don't really need to be worried about that. You know what I mean? So, because I don't play the whole demon aspect of it. I tell people, if you've actually seen one and you interacted with one, you'd shit yourself. Literally.
I think it's one of those things too, that if you're something that doesn't have a necessarily physical version of yourself, it's always malleable. Like, you can make yourself look certain ways to certain people. If you're trying to scare something away and you're not physical, I mean, you can change your shape a little bit in order to look like whatever you want. Hold that thought, we'll be back in a flash. But if you don't like hearing the ads, then I have a solution for you. You can get ad-free and early access to this show and Bizarre Encounters with Shane and Oren on the Open Minds Media Patreon for just $1 a month. That's less than a bag of chips, and it's a great way to support the show and all the hard work behind it. And if you're interested in merch store discounts, live access to episodes, or premium video versions of episodes, then there are a few other tiers with additional benefits with 7-day free trials available.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
And we are back, so let's hop right in. A side kind of question, kind of curiosity off this one too. So like, I'm kind of curious if time isn't necessarily linear, which kind of maybe plays a part in this. It seems like, you know, when you have like a spirit in a house, it's not necessarily always that exact moment that they passed away. So I'm kind of curious too, if sometimes people will perceive different things, meaning that like, you know, if there's an old woman that passed away in the house, you know, one medium might see her as like the teenage version of herself. Another one might see her as the version right before she passed away. And it's maybe like a matter of perception that that person is existing as all those different variations of themselves all at once because they're not attached to a physical version of themselves.
Right. Well, and that too is that the medium per se, you know, has a different way of viewing that person, that old lady that passed away. You know what I mean? That's part of their gift pathways, because it's like two mediums come in. One sees the old lady and the other one sees the younger lady. You know what I mean? Because that's what resonates with their gifts. If the one lady that sees her as a young lady, you know what I mean? That's her forte of connecting with younger spirits. You know what I mean? That's what she's used to connecting with. So her spiritual brain is going to say, that's what she looks like when she was younger. You know what I mean? And then with the old lady, you know, the other medium, that's what she's used to dealing with, is that. So that's what she's going to perceive. That's why I say that there's, you know, mediums are different. You know what I mean? So, but as far as like the spirit manipulating that, I think that they probably, if they don't plan on crossing over, or if they feel like they're kind of stuck, or they, you know, for whatever reason, most of the time it's because of guilt or shame or something, or sadness or whatever, that they've let that emotional control them. So when they're in this house and this, like say this old lady is just going through the motions, and she's basically remembering what she was when she was little, what she was when she was a teenager, you know, so that can manipulate that image, because she's projecting that. That's an energy, that's a frequency. So other mediums and other people can see that she, you know, depending on, not saying that that happens all the time, but I'm just saying that a spirit can manipulate unknowingly what they look like. You know what I mean? Because of the fact that they're either going through a certain situation where they're sad or they're depressed or whatever, they don't want to cross over, they're afraid, you know, they want to go back to, or they want to remember, try to remember what moment in their life that they felt safe or felt happy or whatnot. You know what I mean? There's so many different variables for that, because we all don't really know. I mean, I can only tell you what I see when I look into that, you know, scenario, and that makes sense to me. Other people might have a different opinion, which is totally fine. I don't, you know, I'm not the be all end all. This is just what I see.
Just out of curiosity, from like what you've seen and like your gifts, you know, everybody kind of talks about like spirits only seem to stick around for so long. Like you don't see, you know, caveman spirits or anything. And it seems like the oldest spirits you really go back to are maybe like the 1700s, maybe some a little bit or older than that in Europe, depending on maybe the castle, the material that it's made out of. But least like if I don't know if you've ever talked to anything side or had theories on this, but.
No, I've heard from different mediums say the limit's 200 years. Now, whether I believe that or not, that's up for debate. You know, if you go into a castle in Scotland, okay, so you know that that's going to be in the 1500s. Okay. Now they say, oh, it's really haunted, it's really this. Okay, if you think about it, it could be residual. Or it could be a non-human, or like something that was created, like we talked about earlier, where it was just a negative energy blob or something like that actually can mess with your equipment or mess with the person or whatever. And the people think, oh, it's a demon or it's this or it's that, you know what I mean? So I'm curious to go into an old castle that's from the 1500s and find out what is there. You know, I mean, that's a huge question. What is there? Is it something that was never unearthed, or was it something that man created? Was it something that it was a residual spirit? You know, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of different questions, you know, and I've heard people talk about it, and I've heard people, you know, on shows, you know, say that this, that, and their thing, it's this, or it's this, it's a clergy, or it's this or that. It's like, I don't know if I buy that. I don't know. I mean, I have never experienced it, so I can't say for sure. You know what I mean?
I mean, here's something kind of weird to think about that I've kind of tossed around. So if you had, say, you know, like a haunting that goes back in this castle to like the 1400s, for example, and right, people had so much thought and idea that they put on this thing, and they paid attention to, you know, everything that this thing did, from, you know, it's seen in this window to it passes this courtyard at this certain time. And then when it hits that 200-300 year limit, if that is theoretically a thing, I wonder if like so much energy and thought could basically be put on this thing that it almost creates its own residual haunting, where it's like people have put so much thought or idea into this
about that.
And it almost creates like a shell in these exact spots. Cause it seems like when you get into these really old ones, it's like, I see it in this window, I'll see it past this doorway. But if people spent 200, 300 years saying, I always see the spirit in this doorway or in this window, if it just, again, creates almost like its own shell over what was there, and the conscious spirit may be gone, but there's still this like,
it creates its own residual energy. That's
exactly,
that's a great way to think it. Think about it. I mean, seriously, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, seriously, if you think about that, that's crazy. You should write a paper on that.
Yeah, it's almost like a different variation of like the tulpa concept, that rather than it like, mm-hmm, it's just so much thought projection put on there, and rather than it becoming like conscious on its own, it just again becomes like a replay of something that was already conscious on its own. And maybe at a certain point it becomes reconscious again, but I still feel like there's going to be this period of just it replaying the same thing that people put so much thought and energy into.
Right. So in saying that is, people don't realize that we're all made up of energy, and we all, you know, give out a frequency. You know what I mean? So when we pass away, we have that energy, we have that frequency, we have that whole thing inside of us. After we pass, what are we doing with it? Are we not, just like you said, are we exuding that? Are we, you know, projecting that into something? You know what I mean? It's just, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I could see what, I mean, we're all made of energy, you know what I mean? So like, okay, case in point, the best thing I can describe this is, I have a Samsung S20 Ultra. I love that phone. I've had it since it came out. Now I'm behind the times. I get it, but it's already paid for and it's cheap. So, but I digress. Okay. So, on my phone, I have bleed through. You know what I mean by that? Where if all your apps and your icons for your apps, when you go to a white screen on your phone, it like,
oh, like they're burned into the screen. There,
yes. So it's like burned into that, the behind the screen. So that, why can't that replay of that spirit doing the same thing over and over and over again be an imprint of that?
It's like an imprint, you know, of an imprint. It's kind of a weird thing to think about, but an imprint of an imprint.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it seems like there would almost be more energy there than if there was just a normal person there, because it is a spiritual energy.
Right. And my phone has energy in it. You know what I mean? And because of the fact that those are bleed throughs, they're faint bleed throughs. They're not solid, but they're flint. They're faint. They're there enough to know what icon is what. You know what I mean? But you see through it, and it's not. So, what about if spirits were the same way?
So that's one way of thinking about it.
That's just crazy.
It's like, because then, I mean, that kind of also gets into like the whole ether concept too, that it's like, what are these things potentially like almost like burning into? It kind of brings in the whole validity to their being, for lack of a better term, for anybody that's not familiar with this ether concept, like a fish isn't aware of the fact that it's existing in water because it's always existed in water. So if we're existing in something, we wouldn't necessarily be aware of it because we've always existed in this. And I mean, you go into space and there's obviously a different layer of something else. So there is, you can see these stages that there is different existing forms of matter that everything is existing in. So within that, I mean, it would almost be like a direct imprint right into this, in this ether concept that's talked about.
Right. Yeah. That's a cool way to think about it. Ouch.
So, yeah. Since we've been kind of diving into the paranormal stuff a little bit, and you'd mentioned that you've had some of your own experiences, I don't know if you have a couple particular experiences that were like some of your personal favorites or the ones that meant the most to you, but I'd love to kind of dive into some of your personal experiences if you don't mind.
Let's see. Okay. This is one of my favorites because it's kind of funny too. I was scoping out a house, an apartment, an upper apartment with this girl I was with. This was back in the 90s. And I knew that my gifts were there, and I, you know, would see certain things and I would experience certain things, but I just took it as, and you know, I was in my 20s. I was like, whatever. So we went to look at this apartment, this house, and the upstairs was an upstairs apartment, and it was the only red house on the block, and it was like a farmhouse, barn red, you know. And it was such an old house, and this was, you know, it was in a small town in Iowa, and it was a lot of the houses there were from the 1800s and early 1900s. This house was so old that the back door that you go upstairs to didn't have a doorbell. It had a doorbell chime where it was in the middle of the door and you had to turn it and it rang, it chimed. That was their door. I mean, that's how old this place was. It was kind of cool.
I would have left that anyways just because it was kind of cool. It's nostalgic.
Right. You're right. So I go upstairs and we're walking around. I'm looking, and I think I checked it out by myself first. And she was at work or something. And I went upstairs and I got this instant rush of something. You know what I mean? There's like an energy. I didn't really think anything of it just because it's a new place. Never was there. Never been there before. So kind of like beside yourself. And so I go into one room, and then I saw images of a child in the closet covered in blood and blood on the wall and all this other stuff. And I thought, okay, why did I just see that? And I sensed a male figure and all this, you know, anger and frustration. I'm like, okay, I got out of that room and went in the living room, and it just kind of felt like somebody was watching me. I was like, okay, that's fine. So I wanted to ask my sister, who's a similar to me, and she won't admit it, but she is. She's only a year older than me. If she could come down and look at this place, and because I had said I've got this weird vision and feeling, and she couldn't make it. So we decided to take the apartment, and we're there for probably not even a month, and she was at work and I was home, and it was in the morning or in the afternoon. I was going to take a shower for work, and I'm in the bathroom. The bathroom is super, super small, and you open the door and the shower's like right there, and it's like a L shaped, and it's got smoked glass. So you can't see through it, but you could see silhouettes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm in the shower and I hear the shower. I see the door to the bathroom open because it's right there. And I was like, oh, and I saw who I thought was my girlfriend at the time walking through. And I'm like, oh, she must have got home early from work. And she opened the door and she came through and I saw her walk past the shower to the sink. I'm talking to her. How's your day? Blah, 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 da, 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 da. Well, she's not saying anything. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she had a really bad day. And then I saw her walk back and then she left, closed the door. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later. So I got done, towelled off, got my clothes on, and got, you know, went out and I heard somebody coming up the stairs to the apartment. And I get out of the, you know, out of the bathroom and I'm standing there and she walks through the door and I said, didn't you just hear me? And she was like, what are you talking about? And I said, you were just in the bathroom. I was trying to talk to you. She's like, I just got home. She's like, I wasn't anywhere near you. She's like, I just pulled up. I'm like, oh, okay. That's why nobody said anything. So, yeah, so that's one of my favorite ones. But, yeah, she thought I was crazy. I'm like, I'm telling you the truth. Somebody came in the bathroom. I saw the silhouette, thought it was you. And she was like, shut up. She's like, no. And I'm like, and, yeah, there's been other things there where I've sat and watched TV by myself in the upstairs living room and swear somebody's standing right behind me and looking at me, you know, and I just chalked it up as an okay, you know, whatever.
Did you end up digging into the property itself to just see if there was anything that was documented there?
I tried. There's a library there, and I tried, but I could not get anywhere near. It was almost like, it's almost like people didn't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I tried to look it up, and I couldn't find anything. It was like mysteriously, people had amnesia, you know? It was kind of weird.
I mean, there could have been stuff that was just never documented too, that, you know, again, as the town, you know, depending on when the house was built, if it was like late 1800s, I mean, at that point, it's not even like everybody was even getting documented as far as like who's being birthed at the time. So even if there was
something
that happened on that property or in that house, you know, there may not even be any actual documentation of it, but rather just like stories told around the town that, after a couple generations, you know, they die out and people don't remember the exact location and it kind of just maybe becomes part of the local folklore.
That place still gives me the creeps because that's where I had my come to Jesus story too. But that's a long story. I can't tell that. That's on my show and I saved that for people on my show because that's a really good story.
Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back with that deep conversation you crave. But just a quick reminder, if you'd like to snag some gear for this show, Bizarre Encounters, or your favorite creature or topic, hop on over to the Open Minds Media merch store for a wide range of designs with new drops regularly.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
How do you make an Airbnb a Vrbo? Picture a vacation rental. Now imagine that every time you stay there, you earn rewards toward your next trip. Congrats, now you're in a Vrbo. Make it a Vrbo. One key cash is not redeemable for cash and can only be used on Expedia, Hotels.com, and Vrbo.
Welcome back to the show. Now let's dive right in.
There's an old mansion. It's one of the first buildings. It was the first building that was built in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, where I live. And it was from 1856. And I know the owners really well. And I used to do my first podcast there for about a year. And I used to have activity on live shows, which was cool, you know.
So you can't fake it when it's live. That's always the best stuff.
No. But, yeah, so we were, I was investigating with another team, and we had this, I had a recorder on this bar. It was a bar downstairs. We called it the Speakeasy because that's just what they deemed it after. And I had a recorder down there, and I left it there, and we went outside for a few minutes and whatever, 20 minutes. And then we came back in, and I was listening back this recorder, and there was some guy that asked where Susan was. And I was like, oh, and it was pretty clear. You know, I was like, wow. Well, later on, about a year later, there was a spirit that came through and downstairs, and her name was Susie. And she was from the 1920s, and she liked to come down and hang out at the bar because of the fact that it was just the way it was, you know, it was a speakeasy. And
oh yeah, and there's a lot of residual stuff, I'm sure, that sticks with speakeasies too.
Right.
And I always say, so too, I don't think it's always like negative or positive, but people just having a good time at a speakeasy, I think that residual energy gets stuck too.
Totally. Yeah. Oh yeah. I like that. That place is still pretty cool. I saw in that same place, that mansion, it's a hotel, it's a boutique hotel actually. And I was not really doing an investigation, but I was in this one room and I had my phone on my record, and there was a shadow that came from the other room and the shadow came through, and I got it on film, and I was freaking out, and I saved it. And then I went in the other room and I was telling the other investigator, I'm like, you're not going to believe what I found. And I went to look it up and it disappeared. It was nowhere to be found where I saved it, and I know I saved it. It was there, and I can't. I have no excuse for it. I don't know why it was gone, but I've had some of my equipment and my phones, things go missing, and that begs the question of what intelligent, crafty spirit is able to manipulate electronic devices like phones and to make things disappear.
I mean, if it's like an electronic device versus like an analog camera too, I almost feel like that would almost be easier for them to manipulate, because the photo itself is just pure energy versus there being like a physical variation of it where, you know, if they can manipulate it, it's probably going to be when it's, when the photo's, God, it's on the tip of my tongue. what's it called when the photos like come in, like as they're developing? That's it.
Okay.
I feel like the only way they'd be able to manipulate it is while it's developing, because there's still like an energy transference happening. But then once it becomes physical, then they can't really do much with it. But on a phone,
right when I had,
it's completely digital.
Turned around, like not even 3 seconds, not even 2 seconds, it was gone. I looked and looked at it, and I know I saw it with my own eyes. And there wasn't anybody in that hallway. And that person came through, stopped, and then exited. And I had all that on video, and then it disappeared.
Like from the video itself, or the whole video itself disappeared?
The whole video.
Yeah, see, I think that they're able to manipulate that energy easier, because this seems to be like a really common thing with people with like smartphones in particular, is that like the pictures will just outright disappear.
Yep, and that's what it did. I was none happy. It was a great catch too. But yeah.
And while we're on the spirit of talking about paranormal stuff too, before we start wrapping up, you were mentioning Gettysburg a bit earlier. As far as like you going to Gettysburg and checking out the battlefield and everything, like what type of stuff have you picked up? Have you had any interesting experiences out there that, you know, maybe seeing something or feeling something? Or
yeah, I've never been there yet. You know what I mean? I've remote viewed it, but Yeah, I have yet to experience Gettysburg. Now, I did do a remote online walkthrough with another team and had some really good hits with that. And I was telling her where to go in this old colonial house. And she got yes and no answers and responses. And that was pretty cool. But that's the closest I've been to Gettysburg.
See, that's still a place that's on my bucket list. I always go to this place in West Virginia that's about an hour away from there, but I've yet to actually get to Gettysburg myself.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that, it's just, that's, I have ancestral ties to Gettysburg from the Confederacy. So, yeah. I just, there's something about it that I really want to be able to help, you know, the spirits that are there, especially in the battlefields, you know.
If you have family ties, I'm really curious if you go there, if you're going to be drawn to, like, you know, you get there and you're just drawn to this one specific place. Like, I'm curious if you'll be able to sense maybe something with, like, your family line where you'll just, you'll be fixated on, like, one specific spot on the field.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. There's a museum, I think, that has my ancestor's name on the wall because he was credited. So, yeah, I think that it would be kind of effortless for me because, I mean, when I was thinking about going a couple years ago and I was researching a B&B and that was like an old farmhouse, and I was looking at the pictures, and I can get this too, where I look at pictures and I can tell, shit, there's something there, or there was something there. And there was something there at that time. And I'm like, oh, I'd really like to. That seems really interesting. And then I had this kid in my ear. You gotta come here. And da, 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 da. It was a young soldier. And I could see him standing like he was standing next to me. I'm like, that'd be great. If I could afford it, sure. But I just, yeah, I couldn't afford it. You know, it was just like, but I could hear him saying, oh, you got to come. I'd really like to talk to you. And like, can you help me? And da, da, da. And it's like, yeah, I would love to, but I can't afford it. So, yeah, I've had that experience where I've looked into pictures. And that's, you know, I learned that from my mentor, too, where she would send me pictures and I would decipher what was there or what had been there and what happened in there. And that is when I first started doing that. That is exhausting.
See, I can imagine. Yeah. If you ever end up making it there, you'll have to let me know how it ends up going for you. Cause I'm curious. I feel like you're going to be really drawn to something, or it's going to be one of those things where you just have so many different things talking to you all at once. You're going to be like, all right, form a single file line, please.
Where are you located at?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, okay. So I'm in Wisconsin. So yeah. You're closer than me.
Say they're so close yet so far away from each other, because I've looked into going and trying to meet up with some buddies in Wisconsin, and it's like you either have to go down and all the way up down, or you out, have to go up and all the way, all the way over. So it doesn't seem like it's that far away on a map, but then when you realize like the path you have to take, and even going from Wisconsin over to even Ohio, and that's like where you kind of start getting into everything. It's like that's probably like an 8-hour trip for you guys from Wisconsin.
I'm just an hour north of Chicago.
Oh, so you're not too far off. You're probably about 5 hours away from where I'm at.
I'm right by the border. I'm right by the border of Illinois. Yeah.
See, I'm about an hour north into Michigan, into the Detroit area. So, yeah, you're probably about 5 hours from me, because I think I'm about 4 hours out of Chicago.
Okay. You know, so, yeah. Gettysburg is on my list. Funding. The funding is what I was trying to do 6 months ago. And nobody was interested in helping me fund it. So I kind of just gave up. But yeah, eventually I'll make another fundraising campaign. But it's just, as of right now, it's just not looking like it's going to happen.
But yeah, dude, two birds, one stone. You got to see if there's like an event or something like that out there that might be interested in having you speak or something. So then you just end up two birds, one stone all at the same time. That's usually my excuse to travel is I'll look for events, and then it's kind of my excuse to do stuff along the way.
Right. True.
Stay tuned, guys. This is our last break. But if you enjoyed the show and think I deserve it, please leave a review or rating for the show on iTunes, Spotify, or any other podcatcher you use. Your continued support is what makes this show possible, and your opinions go a long way to help the show grow and improve. So thank you. Now feel free to skip past these ads so we can get back to the show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We come here for more than just a degree. We come here to make an impact. We step up when everything is on the line, and we create opportunities. At Walden University, we learn the skills to get us to the next level. Plus, with flexible online learning, we can do it on our time. Now it's your time. Get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chev.
Now back with that deep conversation you crave. Starting to wrap up towards the end, I always like to end the show with words of wisdom. So if there was any words of wisdom you might want to bestow on the listeners today, what might it be?
Be better than you were yesterday and be your genuine self. So, and tomorrow isn't promised, so live it like it's today. I usually tell people that.
Very true words to live by, though, because, I mean, if you're not being authentic to yourself, then who can you be authentic to? And on top of that, if you don't live in the moment, then every good moment is just going to pass you by.
Correct.
We're a species
capitalize on that.
Fascinated with the future while being stuck in the past and forgetting to exist in the place that we currently live.
Yeah, I've spent way too much in the past, too much time in the past. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that.
Say, I was hearing something today that I found kind of interesting before we start wrapping up too. So talking about how people perceive like lines of time, and basically they were saying that it's usually by like the order that you read. So like, you know, people that read in English will go from like left to right and you kind of view it that way. But they start getting into these like tribes that don't necessarily have like a spoken language or a written language. And they're talking about their perception of time. And one of them that I found fascinating, which I thought, which is why I was bringing this up. They basically said that they perceive time as you looking back while the future is at your back, because basically you can look back at the past, but you can't go that way. But the future you can't see and you're unaware of. So you have your back to the future while facing the past. And I thought that was kind of interesting. A really good metaphor for time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Nope.
But if anybody wanted to come and find your many podcasts that you do, particularly that one episode you were talking about when you had your come to Jesus moment too, or if anybody wanted to, you know, possibly share some stories with you or just get a hold of you on the internet for any means, where can people come and find you at, and where can people come and find your shows?
Okay. So, you can find me on Facebook, under JD.Hill or, Studio 6 Productions, is the Facebook page. I also have Studio 6 Media Productions for Instagram, J Paranormal for TikTok. Same thing, Studio 6 Media Productions on YouTube. I have a lot of videos up there for that. And I just actually got like 10 followers in the last 2 days, which was really the most I've had in years. So, yeah, and you can find me wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, whatever. You can find Studio 6 Media Productions, and I have all my shows underneath there. I also have my email address that's a link to that. So if you have any questions or have any ideas or just want to get a hold of me, it's studio6369@gmail.com. So, you know, that's if that's what you want to do, send me an email.
Well, I appreciate you making the time to come on today and share your experiences and everything that you've gone through coming into your mediumship abilities. And it was a fun conversation. I love getting into the theories and philosophical stuff. And hopefully we can get back together at some point for another show.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
If you enjoyed today's conversation and want to show some love, smash that follow icon and share today's episode with a friend. Grassroots support from listeners like you is exactly how this show grows, so thank you guys for all the support. And if anybody would like to get in touch with me for any reason whatsoever, you guys can do so through email, which is inquiriesofourrealitypodcast@outlook.com, or through social media. Instagram and Facebook are the ones that I'm the most active on. Or you guys can also contact me through the submission form, which is available at the top of the link tree, which is available down in the show description. It's the contact me bar, and that will go directly to my email, of course. And the last way you guys can get a hold of me is through the hotline. You can either text or call, whatever's easier for you guys. And that number is 313-364-1551. And if you guys have some free time, don't forget to check out some of the awesome friends that we have in the community. I Know Squatch, Snarly Out Natural Products, Cryptoteology, and Big Ape Threads, and our other friends with affiliate links, Dimension Devices, Organite, and Sticker Mule, with additional discounts and credits available, and more information for those is available down in the show notes. And every single thing that I mention throughout the show is all available in the link tree, which is available down in that show description also. And with that, hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. Hope today's show has connected some dots in your own reality. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Have a good night, everybody.
Reality isn't what it seems. I'm Doc D's taking a board of craft with a tractor beam. Is life a simulation or an astral dream? Aliens travel through black holes in different galaxies. Life is a bizarre odyssey. With the mic talking about philosophy. Well, Bigfoot is stalking campers. As a Wendigo walks through the woods of sharpened antlers. Using a Ouija board to talk to the dead like a necromancer. There's so many questions and not enough answers. So if you're interested in mysteries and abnormalities, tune in and listen to Inquiries of Our Reality. So if you're interested in mysteries and abnormalities, tune in and listen to Inquiries of Our Reality.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
How do you make an Airbnb a Vrbo? Picture a vacation rental. Now imagine that every time you stay there, you earn rewards towards your next trip. Congrats. Now you're in a Vrbo. Make it a Vrbo. One key cash is not redeemable for cash and can only be used on ExpediaHotels.com and Vrbo.
At Dollar General, did you know you can save even more when you shop DG Brands? DG Brands brings you even better savings on everyday essentials like Clover Valley Food, DG Health, True Living Cleaning Products, and more. Backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee, DG Brands can save you at checkout without losing out on quality. Don't wait. Switch to save with DG Brands at your neighborhood Dollar General today.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Dollar General, did you know you can save even more when you shop DG Brands? DG Brands brings you even better savings on everyday essentials like Clover Valley Food, DG Health, True Living Cleaning Products, and more. Backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee, DG Brands can save you at checkout without losing out on quality. Don't wait. Switch to save with DG Brands at your neighborhood Dollar General today.
Ever wanted to stay on vacation longer? Us too. With Vrbo's long stay discounts, you can stay longer and save more on select properties. Gotta love a win-win. Book the perfect summer getaway today with Vrbo Private Vacation Rentals. Your future self will thank you later.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours. Because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills, make an impact, get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chef.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours, because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills, make an impact, get the W. Walden University. Set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chef.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done. Every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours. Because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills. Make an impact. Get the W. Walden University. Set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more.
certified to operate by Chef.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours. Because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills, make an impact, get the W. Walden University. Set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chef.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.